In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today proclaiming the Word of God. Lord Jesus, send the Holy Spirit upon us. Send the anointing of the Spirit so that we might be able to hear the Word of God and respond to it. You know, it's not as easy as people think, the early church, you know. They didn't come up with the Apostles' Creed. They had to, you know, they had to do the best they could. And now we're looking at the 18th chapter of the Acts. Listen now. There was a certain Jew named Apollos. He was born in Alexandria. So you see, he was a Greek, but he was a Jew. He was an eloquent man, mighty in the scriptures, and he came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. So he knows only the baptism of John, the baptism of repentance. So he's teaching the best that he can, but there's something missing. Something's missing. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue when Aquila and Priscilla, they are married, had heard. They took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. What did they teach him? Was it only words? Yes, they taught him it was by grace. They taught him that. I'm sure they took the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. I'm sure they took it and it says, "He is despised and rejected of men," that's Jesus, "a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." Yes, I tell you, Priscilla and Aquila talked to this man, Apollos, this Jewish man, who is now a Christian. I'm sure they baptized him in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I'm sure that the Spirit of God came upon him as it did at Pentecost. I'm sure that's what Aquila and Priscilla did. But also, it's this 53rd chapter of Isaiah. "Surely he," the Messiah, "hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet did we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." That's Jesus. "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed." Oh yes, they took this 53rd chapter, and they proclaimed this chapter to Apollos about Jesus' death and resurrection, about the power of the Spirit, about Pentecost. Oh, yes, they made sure that when they left, Apollos was filled with God and filled with the right teaching. "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shearers is dumb. He opened not his mouth." And I'm sure they talked to him about going before Pilate. And Pilate was asking, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus was silent, like the lamb led to the slaughter, like the sheep before his shearers. He opened not his mouth. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. And there was a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. because he has done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Oh yes, Priscilla and Aquila explained the way of God, explained the way of Jesus to Apollos, that he's the suffering servant, that he died on a cross, that he was buried and he rose from the dead. And then they started to pray for the outpouring of the Spirit. Remember that the Spirit of God is to you, to your children, and to those that are far off. That this is what they did. They made sure that Mr. Apollos was filled with God when they left. And you know, it's that way now. You know, we might have a lot of Apollos in the church. A lot of people just like Apollos. They have no idea of the power of the Spirit. They have no idea of the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. They have no idea that he was led to the cross for them. He was like a lamb before his shearers. He opened not his mouth. That by his stripes we were healed. How many do we have in the pews that Apollos, who knew the baptism of John at least, needed more instruction, needed the outpouring of the Spirit, needed Pentecost? How many of our people in all denominations that are pew potatoes that sit there and they have no idea of the power of the Spirit? They have no idea that Jesus is the suffering servant. They have no idea that he is the fulfillment of the Scriptures, that from Genesis unto Revelation, it says Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Genesis to Revelation is all about Jesus Christ. I tell you, my friends, we have so many people who know nothing, so many people who know, and I say no, I'm talking about biblical knowledge, that Adam knew Eve, and in 9 months they gave it a name. I'm talking about knowing God, experiencing God. The Scripture says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Apollos was a great preacher, but there was something missing. And you know what? In many preachers today, there's something missing. Or shall I say, there's someone missing. Oh, yes, because you see, when the Holy Spirit is in your life, you have stories to tell. You have stories to tell. Like the lady that called me, wrote me on the email and said, you know, Father Tom, I listened to one of your healing services online and I was healed. I was healed. Now, there's more healing that needs to take place, but it's begun and it started in my eyes. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is real stuff. This is real stuff. Now, that was just a tape of a healing service I did long time ago. And she said, I was healed and I'm going to be more healed. She said, I have faith now to be healed. You know, how many people sitting in the benches have faith to be healed? How many people who are, you know, call themselves Catholic or call themselves Baptist or call themselves Christian, have no idea that they are lacking the Holy Spirit, that they are lacking the power of God, that they are lacking Pentecost. How many that sit in our pews day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, as Mrs. Broccoli says, they go to church to have their card punched, but they have no idea of the power of God. How many are there? How many preachers would be like Apollos, who do not really know Jesus, who do not know him personally, but they preach and they keep on preaching, but they're not preaching anything? And you could say at the end of their homily, what did she say? What did she say? Or what did he say? Because they do not have the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God has not been released within their lives. Because they're talking about words. And it's more than words. It's about words and the action of God in the power of the Spirit. And what happened with Priscilla and Aquila? And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. So they taught him about grace. They didn't teach him about the law. They taught him about grace. We are saved by grace through faith, producing works. They did all those things. And Apollos mightily convinced the Jews that publicly showing by the scriptures that Jesus is the Messiah. So now Apollos is equipped. He has been given the truth about grace. He's been given the truth about the suffering servant. He has been given the truth about the Holy Spirit. He has experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now he can go about doing these great and awesome things, because if he was good before in the preaching, how is he going to be now with the man that's filled with the Spirit of God? How is he going to be now? He's going to be dynamite, dynamite. And the Holy Spirit is dynamite. That's what the scripture says. You shall receive dynamos when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Apollos received dynamos. Apollos received the outpouring of the Spirit. Apollos received the glory of God. Apollos received the right teaching. Apollos was taken under the wing of Priscilla and Aquila, that couple. They were tent makers, just like St. Paul. And I tell you, how many of our people are taken under the wing and they are mentored? I don't like that word. They are brought to faith in the power of God. They are brought to faith in the power of Pentecost. They are brought to faith that Jesus Christ is the Lord. I remember when I was in the seminary, there was a young man who was very interested. He wanted to love Jesus. And I remember saying to him, let's go out into the my room, keep the door open, because they had to keep the door open, and that was fine. And I want to show you what the scripture says about Jesus. And I took the 53rd chapter, like a sheep led to the slaughterhouse, like a lamb before his shearers, he opened not his mouth. Well, his mouth was aghast. His mouth was open. That's talking about Jesus. That's right. Talking about Jesus. Talking about Jesus. And we went through it and through it. Then I said, let's take the 22nd Psalm. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And we went on the 22nd Psalm. He said, it's talking about Jesus. I said, that's right. And he gave his life to Jesus. He gave his life to Jesus because it was explained to him. It was explained to him. And he received the Spirit. He received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. See, he was convinced that God wanted him to be a priest, and that's fine, but he had to know the power of God. He had to know that the scripture from Genesis to Revelation attests to Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Mary. It is so important that some people be taken under their wings and that they be mentored, that they be discipled, whatever the word you want to use. I tell you, Apollos was discipled by Priscilla and Aquila. Let's look at the 19th chapter. And it came to pass while Apollos was at Corinth. What do you think he's doing at Corinth? He's preaching the gospel. He's preaching the gospel. Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and he found some disciples. Well, again, these disciples are lacking something. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Spirit when you believed? They said unto him, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. You see what I'm saying? My Lord, the most basic experience of the baptism of the Spirit, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers? And what did they say? We didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit. They said unto him, we were baptized in the baptism of John. They had no idea of the power of the Holy Spirit, these people in Ephesus. You see, Paul knew that there was something missing. They might have been law Christians, you know, Christians that did the law. You've got to do this and you've got to do that, and then God will love you. And Paul had to explain to them that it was by grace, and he prayed for them that the outpouring of the Spirit would come upon them. And then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who is to come after him. That is, that they are to believe in Jesus the Christ. They are to believe in Christ Jesus, the Messiah. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they began to speak in tongues and to prophesy. Hallelujah. How many of our people are missing that outpouring of the Spirit? They do not know the outpouring of the Spirit. How many of our priests do not know the outpouring of the Spirit, that there's more than what we have? Even me, I need more. I need more of the Holy Spirit. I cannot get along without that Spirit of God. I haven't got the power just to go on my own. I need the Spirit of Jesus to come into me and to do for me what I cannot do for myself, and to do for the people what I cannot do for them. Oh yes, the Holy Spirit, the wonderful Holy Spirit. I'll tell you the story again of the young boy that they called me from California. And he was dying, and they wanted Father Tom to pray. And so I prayed with, I don't know who I prayed with. I called a Californian number, and I prayed, oh Lord, this young boy, intervene, 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 intervene. That's all I could pray, intervene, intervene, because if the Lord didn't intervene, he was going to die. Intervene, intervene, intervene. And let me tell you, they told me 10 minutes after the prayer, he started to move his arms, and he's getting better and better every day. That's the outpouring of the Spirit. That's, you see, you could say intervene, 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 and I could say intervene, 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 all I want. But the anointing was on that word. The anointing of the Spirit of God was on that word, and I knew it. I didn't have to pray any other prayers. I didn't have to say any other things. I didn't have to impress people about my prayers. I just said, intervene, intervene, intervene. And what happened is that the Lord intervened, and he started to move his arms 10 minutes after the prayer. And the man who came to me and told me, last November I came to you, and this is very funny because last November I was very sick. I was very sick. I was very sick last November. I'll never forget it. And he came to me with cancer. They said, they have given me 3 months to live. And I said to him, only God knows when you're going to die. And we prayed. And he came back and he says, I'm the man who was here in November. I did not remember him. And he told me that the Lord healed him, that he was cancer-free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? And he brought with him another man who had cancer, that we would pray with him. Isn't that wonderful? That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That is not the work of Father Tom. That is the work of the Holy Spirit working through an instrument. I tell you, you know how it is? I am the glove. And the Holy Spirit is the hand in the glove. Oh, yes, the power of God unto salvation. That's what the gospel is. Gospel made present, good news through the Holy Spirit. So let's see what happens. We have not so much heard that there was a Holy Spirit. And he said unto them, unto what were you baptized? And they said, unto the baptism of John. And said Paul, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, that's Jesus, who would come after him, that is Jesus the Christ. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Paul laid his hands upon them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied, just like the early church, just like the first church, just like the first church, just like Cornelius' house. They began to speak in other tongues and to prophesy. And all the men that were there were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 whole months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. And when divers were hardened and believed not, but spoke evil of the way of the multitude, he departed from them and separated from the disciples. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all that they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, both Jew and Gentile. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul in Asia, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out from them. I tell you, my friends, there was so much power, so much unction coming from Paul that he would bless handkerchiefs, he would bless aprons, and they'd take them home to the sick. This we call these sacramentals. We still have sacramentals. People have brought handkerchiefs to me to lay on the sick, but we can bless water, we can bless salt. I bless water, and I pray an exorcism prayer. I remember blessing water for a woman when I was in St. Paul's in Hingham. I was a deacon. And she was having trouble with her husband. You know, he wasn't going to church, you know, and the kids saw the mother going to church, but the father probably wasn't going to church. She said, could you bless some water so that my husband will drink it? I'll put it in the refrigerator, and I'll have him drink it. So I exorcised the water, casting out any evil, casting out any demonic influences in that water. And I blessed it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Well, the water was almost gone, and the husband didn't change. And the woman said, honey, did you drink that water that was in the refrigerator? He says, no, I didn't. She said, why is it gone? He said, I gave it to the dog. Gave it to the dog? You want to know what? The dog that was a howler stopped barking. That's real. She started telling me that the dog that was a howler stopped barking. I started laughing and said, this is funny. So the whatever was in the dog, God took out. And no more was he a barker. No more was he a hound dog. He was gentle. He was kind. This is really funny. It's funny. If it didn't happen to me, I'm going to tell you I wouldn't believe it. If it didn't happen to me, I wouldn't believe it. I'd say, well, that's a nice story. Thanks for telling me that story. And I'd say, yeah, this guy's off his rocker. But this happened. I'll never forget. I wasn't a priest. I was a deacon. And I blessed the water with the deacon's blessing. You see, the power of God is for us. The power of God is for you. The Holy Spirit is for you. We did not even know there was a Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you, most people sitting in the benches know nothing of the Holy Spirit. Because if they did, they know everything of Jesus. They would give their heart to Jesus. They would come to pray. They would come to Mass. They would come to adoration. Let me tell you, they know nothing. So many people know nothing of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. He said, when the Spirit of God comes, he shall glorify me. When the Spirit of God comes, he shall lead you into all truth. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. The Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus Christ the Lord. The Holy Spirit is what we need in the church. We do not need another another meeting. We do not need another assembly. We need the power of God. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became a believer? We did at baptism, but that Holy Spirit needs to be released through the proclamation of the gospel. Yes. You don't have to have hands laid on you, but we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray right now that God pour out his Spirit upon you. Father, pour out your Spirit upon me. I need your Holy Spirit right now. Father, pour out the Spirit of Jesus upon me. I want to proclaim Jesus powerfully. I want to proclaim his life, his death, his burial and resurrection. Father, we come to you today saying, Jesus Christ, I surrender to you. Come on, tell him. Jesus Christ, I surrender to you. I give you my life. I give you my life. Free me from all sin. Free me from all sin. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit. I want to know Jesus personally. I want to know Jesus personally. I need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Jesus said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? You sons, ask your Father for a piece of bread. You're not going to get a stone. You ask him for a fish. You're not going to get a scorpion. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. Send the Holy Spirit upon all the people that are listening today. Send the Holy Spirit upon me. Wonderful Holy Spirit, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior, I surrender all. My voice is gone. I surrender all. Sing it. I surrender all to Jesus. All to Jesus, precious Savior, I surrender all. Now let's sing it again. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior, I surrender all. Come, Holy Spirit, come upon your people. Come with the power of God. Come, O wonderful Holy Spirit, as you did at Pentecost. Come with the prophetic. Come with the speaking in tongues. Come, Holy Ghost, with the discernment of spirits. Come, Holy Ghost, come and fill your people. Come and fill your people now. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior, I surrender all. God, forgive us for not proclaiming the gospel. Forgive us for not proclaiming the power of the Spirit. Forgive us, Lord. We pray, God, that the second question on the ballot this month, November, would be no to physician-assisted suicide. Second question, no, no, no to physician-assisted suicide. And Lord, save babies today outside the mill. Save babies outside the mill. We ask this in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.